Take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew 8, verses 1 to 4. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. I'd like to speak for a few minutes this morning on the subject of how must I approach God. If Almighty God has created a need in a sinner, I'll tell you, that's by the grace of God, that you need him. Man by nature does it. The Lord, Scripture says, come down from a mountain. He'd been preaching and a leper came to him. And that leper asked a question. Lord, if it be your will, you can do something for me that I can't do for myself. You can make me clean. In Mark's account of this, the Scripture says the leper came and kneeled before him, kneeled down before him. Luke 5 says he fell on his face and besought him in desperate need. Here was a sinner, a needy sinner, brought to the end of himself. And this sinner did the only thing that he could do. He prostrated himself before God, and that's the safest place he could be. He was sick. He was sick. He had leprosy. What a blessing. What a blessing. Mr. Spurgeon said, one of the greatest blessings is health. The only greater blessing is sickness. Man be brought to the end of himself. This fellow didn't have a cold. He hadn't broken his finger. He had something that was incurable. Humanly speaking, this man was in trouble. But let's fly to the eternal message of this. It's bad. It was bad. He was sick. But let's look at the eternal message concerning this man's leprosy. What was going to cause a man to cast himself upon the mercy of God? Need. You know, it's real popular today to just be religious. Whatever need you might have concerning business or something, it might be a good place to go to church. But I'm talking about if a man or woman is found to need Almighty God. He knew if he stayed where he was, one thing's going to happen. I'm going to die. If Almighty God has given you a heart for Christ this morning, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that God Almighty would show mercy. Let's just look for just a second what happened. The scripture said, when he was come down. What was going to have to happen before this man had any help? Almighty God was going to have to come down. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And God came down. God Almighty came down, made flesh. And here was a leper. Look at this. Verse 2. Behold. Just stop for just a second. Behold. Look at this. Muse on this. Take heart right here. Behold. There came a leper. Look, look, look. Stop. Here came a leper. And this leper worshiped him. Now you talk about a miracle of God's grace. How's that? I'm sure there's a lot of lepers in that area. I mean, we read a lot of leprosy being prevalent. But here was one, the scripture says, that came to the Lord. This meeting was ordained before the foundation of the world. Amen. He didn't just happen to show up. He just happened to be in the area. Oh, no. When the Lord was pleased, according to everlasting covenant of grace, he came down. Because just like that woman in Samaria, he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs come down. It was a leper. There was a leper going to be coming along the way right there, and I'm going to meet him. Right there, he came down. He said, this is my meat. Do the will of him that sent me. And here comes a leper. And he worshiped, bowed, and said, Lord, let me tell you the most wonderful thought about this. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Lord, no man can say that Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. Lord, if you will. If you will. I know you can. But Lord, if you will. Lord, if you will, you can purify me. You can cleanse me of this defilement. A sinner has a problem that nobody but the Lord can fix. Lord, if you will, Lord, according to your purpose, according to your pleasure, according to your power, that's what I want. Verse 3 says, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. That leper was an outcast. That leper was polluted. And anybody that touched him was polluted too. But this just wasn't anybody. Well, this is the Lord. And this is one that bore the pollution of his people. He associated with him, touched him. Nobody else would come up and touch that leper. I touch him, I'll be unclean. And the Lord was made sin. Made sin. My friend, here's a picture of salvation. What that leper was in body, every man is by nature in his soul. Crown of his head, I guarantee you, there was nothing about that man you want to touch. Sole of his foot, crown of his head, putrefying sores. It just rotting. He was rotting. And the Lord touched him. That loathsome pollution. Here's Almighty God come down, bore the guilt of his people, associated with them, and made them willing in the day of his power to come to him. And this is what he said. I will. I will. I will. And the scripture says immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And then the Lord, verse 4, said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now, in closing, I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Leviticus 14. Let's see what God has to say concerning this. Leviticus chapter 14. Verse 1, verse 2, this will be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. The priest shall go forth out of the camp. He couldn't come in. The priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, scarlet, hyssop, dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He shall sprinkle over him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, shall pronounce him clean, shall let the living bird loose into an open field. The Lord said, this is what I want you to do. Don't you go anywhere else. You go to the priest first. Yeah. I've cleansed you. I want the law to take a look at this. You show yourself to the priest. You let the law examine you. You let the law see for itself. That bird that was killed, there's a picture of a glorious sacrifice of our Savior. Laid down his life for the sheep. He said, you take that blood from that bird that was slain, you put it on this other bird. You let him take off and carry it away. Did you hear what Jesus done for me? My sins, they're all taken away. Show yourself, and you let the law look at you. And you know what the law is going to say? No pollution. Clean. Justified. Free from the law. Oh, happy condition. Why? Jesus has died. There's remission. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.